to the northern part of Florida or central part of Florida, and we trust they're enjoying themselves.
我们很多弟兄姐妹都去参加退休会了，我相信他们在那儿肯定有享受很好的、很美好的时光。
You know, I told you a story, I don't know, maybe last time before, a little girl who was in danger, and she and this man was in danger, and he suddenly got an idea of how they could save themselves. And of course, he saved her.
我有没有告诉大家这么一个故事，就是一个小姑娘和一个大人一起，他们两个在很危险的境地，然后他们就想到一个办法可以救他们自己，这个大人可以救这个孩子。
And she thanked the Lord.
然后这个小姑娘就感谢神。
But he said it was my idea.
这个大人就跟她讲，这是我的主意啊。
And she said, who gave you the idea?
小姑娘说，谁给你的这个主意啊？
You know, that's exactly what I want to speak a little bit about this morning. Who gave you the idea?
今天早上我要跟大家谈的就是这个问题，谁给了你这个主意？
Now, there is a lot of controversy over this book and the movie of Da Vinci's Code.
最近我们都听说很多有争议性的话题，我们在讨论这个这本书和这个电影，就是《达芬奇密码》。
I feel like the main problem to Christianity with this film and book is the idea it may plant.
我觉得对我们基督教来说最大的问题，这本书所传达的就是说这个主意是可以被计划的，就是书里表达的意思。
There are many different people. There are the agnostics that say, yay, yay, this is on our side.
Agnostics, it's a...
Don't believe they don't quite believe in God. They're not sure.
就是他，就妈咪说到是诺斯底人，就是他们不相信神，他们觉得这本书跟他们的主意很一致，所以他们说的不错，没错。And
there are the many who are really truly confused about all the religions.
也有很多人就被这本书完全迷惑了，他们对于宗教也完全迷惑了。Then
there are those that are just plain ignorant.
还有一些人就是完全什么都不懂，他们就接受这书上说的一切的东西。And
I'm afraid that I would label the Christians that went to see it.
我想，这就是去看这场电影的这些基督徒，我想要给他们贴一个标签，他们也是无知的人。Because
they're going someplace where an idea can be planted in their mind.
因为他们去的这个地方，他这个书里所表达出来的这种主意，有可能就种在他们心里了。
Now a lot of you might say, well, what is this Da Vinci Code?
你们中间很多人可能会问，这达芬奇密码到底是什么？
Well, I don't blame you for not knowing, and I'm glad that you don't know if you don't. But the fact is, it's a very popular fiction book. And they're making a movie, or they have already made a movie on it.
我们中年人可能有很多人没有读过这本书，我不责备你们，而且我很高兴你们没有读过这本书，是最近就是非常流行的一本小说，而且被拍成了好莱坞的一个大片。And
the basic theme is that our Bible is not true.
这本书里的主题是什么呢？就是我们的圣经并不是真的。It's
a very good fiction book in the way it's written.
小说写得很好。
Even has a page, the very first page that says facts.
小说的第一页他就写事实，列出了很多事实。
So he's written down some of the things and sayings that, and some of the places and books and so forth in there.
这个作者把很多历史上的这些时间啦、地点啦都列得清清楚楚。But
the first great problem is that these are not the true facts.
但是问题是，这些他列举的这些事实并不是真正的事实。Oh
yes, they are those names, and there were those names, but they have so deceptively twisted these things that there is no true truth in them.
尽管他列出来的人名和地点可能是的确存在过的，但问题是他把这个事实所扭曲了，这样我们看到的事实并不是真正的事实。And
actually, I'm not sure that he really meant it to be the gospel truth.
我想他不是想要真正的想要把这个福音里的事实所揭示出来。I
think it was written to bring doubt into the minds of people.
这本书他写的目的可能是想要让人们来怀疑。
The problem is right now he is in a bit of trouble.
问题是这个作者现在有点遇到点麻烦。
He is being sued by another author.
另外一个作者现在正在起诉他。
Now that author had a famous book called The Holy Blood, The Holy Grail.
这位作者写了一本很著名的书，叫做《宝血》，圣洁的宝血。
And as he goes through and shows us how many parts of his book this man took to use.
他这个去起诉他是为什么呢？因为他从他的书里剽窃了很多内容。
And so the man himself is not credible yet.
所以这个写《达芬奇密码》的这个作者本人，他就说他的这个真诚性，他的这个诚实性是值得怀疑的。
Now, the story itself is very exciting for a fiction.
作为一本小说来看
,mystery fiction.
这本小说的内容是很让人兴奋的，就是有一些 mystery.
But actually, what has happened is they have come cross-view with the Word of God and Jesus Christ and the sacred things that have meant so much to us through the years.
但是这本书所揭示出的这些东西呢，它对我们基督徒的信仰和我们手上的圣经和我们所相信的耶稣基督，他有一些很多的发出了很多挑战。
They first attacked the nature of Christ.
他首先他打击这个耶稣的天性。
Jesus, they said, was not divine.
这本书上认为耶稣不是神。
He did not die on the cross for our sins.
他也并没有为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He did not raise from the dead.
他也没有从死里复活。
In fact, he was.Married.
实际上耶稣结婚了，这本书是这么说的。
And he married Mary Magdalene.
而且他是跟麦大拉的玛利亚结了婚。
The one that he cast seven demons out of.
这个玛利亚就是耶稣从他身上赶出来七个鬼，这个。
And that she had a child by him called Sarah.
然后他们生了一个孩子叫名字叫 Sarah.
And that actually from that lineage of Christ that keeps on going, the kings of France was born.
然后从那条线上他们往下发展，这后代居然有法国的国王。
Now, when I think of all of that, I would stop reading right away. But anyhow, it goes on into these things. And so it's a good thing for us to be able to refute this with other people.
这本书我在读到这些写的这些很荒诞的这些情节的时候，我本来就想要停下了，但是我想我还是要读下去，而且跟别人一起讨论这个事情是对我们有好处的。
Jesus was divine.
耶稣是神。
Jesus did arise from the grave, for there were many witnesses.
他的确从死里复活了，因为有很多这证人都看到了这一情形。
He did many great things when he was here.
他行了很多神迹。
And I want to tell you something else. Why they used Da Vinci, I don't know.
为什么他们用达芬奇这个名字，这本书里我不知道。
I think Da Vinci was around 11th or 12th century, wasn't he?
我想达芬奇是在十二世纪的一个人。
Now, there is no one that knows what Christ looked like.
没有人知道耶稣长得什么样子。
There is no one that knows what the disciples looked like.
那个时候也没有人知道这些使徒们长得什么样。
So this view of Jesus that you and I get from the pictures that have been painted in the 12th century actually was those that were asked to be painted by the Roman Catholic Church.
我们今天所看到就是十一、十二世纪这些关于使徒和耶稣
的这些画。These were conceptions.
这些油画实际上是当时在罗马帝国的这些要求之下他们画出来的，所以它只是他们所想象的耶稣基督想象的使徒。
Now, one of their claims that Mary married Joseph, or Mary married, I guess she did, but Mary married Jesus, Mary Magdalene married Jesus, was the fact that she was at the Last Supper.
这个小说里他是说这个马达拉的玛利亚跟耶稣结婚了，而且他在这个最后的晚餐那个宴席上。
And the one that was laying on the breast of Jesus had a little longer hair.
那就是我们看到这最后的晚餐，达芬奇那幅最后的晚餐那幅画上有一个人伏在耶稣的胸前，他有长头发。
So that was Mary Magdalene.
所以小说说这个人是马达拉的玛利亚。
Actually, it was not Peter that was to be the head of the church, but Mary Magdalene was to be the head of the church.
而且小说说这个彼得并不是教会的柱石，教会的柱石应当是这个马大拉的玛利亚。
They knew he knew very little about the customs of the early church.
我想这个作者，我们知道这作者对于当时早期的初期的教会是很不了解的。
Now, Mary Magdalene's hair would not have been just a little longer.
因为 曼德拉的玛利亚的头发不只是有一点长。
For even in the Bible, in the very first century of the Bible, it wrote that women are to have long hair.
因为我们知道在圣经上早期第一世纪的这些 女子的头发一定是 要很长的。
And men to have short hair, of course, unless they were a Nazarite.
而且那些男人的头发都要剪短。
And so, therefore,Even Paul said, but I don't know why I'm saying this, because we don't have this in our church at all. You know, women didn't wear short hair.
我们知道我们教会里我们女子都是留长头发。
So when Leonardo da Vinci painted this, if it was Mary Magdalene, she would have had hair probably down below her knees.
所以假如达芬奇画的是玛格拉的玛利亚，那么她的头发应该至少长过她的膝盖的，应该是很长的头发。
So you see, as these things are brought out, I can see very readily why why we can one after another see the things that are just not true.
我们再仔细分析这本书，我们就会发现，它列出来的很多事实并不是真正的事实。
Now this was a lot based on a Bible called the Gnostic Bible.
这本书它根据它说号称是根据一本圣经叫做 Gnostic 圣经来写的。
I think the Gnostic Bible was written 100 years after Christ had died, or even longer than that, maybe.
我想这本就是号称 Gnostic 这本圣经是在耶稣死后一百年之后才写的。
Back even in the day when they were doing the canonizing, when they were putting the word of God together, they got rid of this book, this Bible.
甚至当初这些信徒们在把圣经就是这些所有的章节放在一起的时候，他们已经把这本 Gnostic 圣经剔除出去了。
And they say this is where we get Mary Magdalene married him. We got this from the book of Philip.
就是写这本达芬奇密码的作者说我们这个玛丽跟耶稣结婚的事实是从这本圣经里得出来的。
This Bible has just been found some 60 years ago in the desert of Egypt.
他说这本书是在埃及的沙漠里60年前在埃及沙漠里发现的。
It's been lost all these years.
而且这么多年来他一直都失踪了。
I suspect because the council said somebody throw that in the trash and they buried it.
我相信这个情况我很怀疑是不是这本书失踪这么多年，而是因为当时人们就把它扔到垃圾里，然后就随着垃圾一起埋掉了，现在才发现。
But they said, actually, no one believed that Christ was divine until the third century.
而且小说作者说
When Constantinople was declaring that Christianity was the religion.
他说小说还作者还说在这个在三世纪之前没有人认为耶稣是神，直到三世纪之后有一个学者才创建了基督教。
And this was only given because he wanted the Romans to give him political power. And so then he said, well, it is, he had a council of Nice and they voted on whether Christ really was divine.
而且在三世纪他说是这个康斯坦丁大帝是罗马帝国的国王，他要求这些学者们把这个基督教放在一起是为了得到更多的选票。
And you see, they did have a council.And they did have a vote.
而且你知道他们历史上的确是他们有这样的一个罗马公民的投票。
But authorized history tells us that this man who said that the vote was so close, Mr. Brown or whatever his name is, that the vote was so close that it was something that many people didn't believe in Christ as divine.
Close
means the vote was...
Close to what?
Each other, like 203 and 207.
Oh, I mean, vote for different
They were voting to see if Christ was divine.
Oh, okay. 他是我刚才没有把这个翻出来，就是妈咪的问题说，当时他们采取的这个投票公决是说耶稣是神还是人，就是他是不是神这个问题。当时的这个投票，双方的意见是非常接近，所以他们没有法子得出一个结论。而是这个小说作者。他列出这个历史事实，他说当时的确是有这么一个公投，不是历史事实。小说的作者 Dan Brown 他是这么说。
Okay, thank you. And so we see that in history, I'll tell you how close it was.
我告诉你在历史上这个数目有多么接近。
two that believed he was not or was not quite sure he was divine, and 313 that said he was divine.
当时的投票是两票对317票，两票人认为他不是神，但是300多人都认为他是神。
You see how communication can be, Christians.
所以你看这个，就说这个人们之间的交流有时候会很容易就是让你陷入误解。
You see how they can twist the truth.
就是这些，using it fiction，这写小说的这个人，他把这历史现象就完全扭曲了。
We can prove that of the resurrection, there are over 500 more that saw him after he arose.
我们可以证明，这个肉身耶稣基督从死里复活这个事情的确是发生过，因为当时有500多人都看到，亲眼看到。They
even said the disciples did not declare him to be the Son of God.
他是也有人在争论说，当时的使徒都没有认为说耶稣基督是神的儿子。But
it was Peter who said, "Thou art the Son of God."
但是我们知道彼得是这么大声宣称宣布过你是神的儿子。And
so as they point after point, they have twisted, they have used partial facts, and there are many today that has lost what hurts my heart more than anything else. They've lost hope. Over a fiction book that has no true foundation.
这个小说的作者，他是把历史的事实，很多他只是用部分的事实，他扭曲了这个历史真实的面目，而这样一切就造成很多人在心里他已经失去了希望，就是因为这样一本书，所以这让我非常痛苦。
So I really, in my heart, when I was reading this and going over this about him, I thought to myself, what is this going to do? What is this going to be to these people who grasp hold of this and think that probably now there isn't really anything to the Bible and anything to Christ? What will it do to them?
看了这本书的时候，我就在想，这些看了这本书，然后心里头开始有疑问，开始怀疑我们的圣经是不是真的，开始心里有各种各样的这些千头万绪的就是疑问的时候，他们打算怎么办？
There will be no hope.
他们心里再没有希望。Do
you know what it means to have no hope?
你知道没有希望意味着什么吗？
Ask somebody that's just ready to commit suicide.
你问一个马上要准备自杀的人。
And they'll look at you with eyes that are glaring, that saying it's just no hope.
他会盯着你，他的眼睛闪着奇异的光，他会说，是因为没有希望了。And
so now they have taken a segment of society, and whether they recognize it or not, there to them then there is no hope outside of Jesus Christ.
他们现在就是写小说的这些人和相信这些事实的这些人，他们会觉得这世界没有希望了，因为没有耶稣基督。
To the Christian, we have a living hope.
对我们基督徒来说，我们有一个活着的希望。He
proclaimed, "Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And why is he praising God? Because God has given us the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us the new birth. He's given us the inheritance of heaven. He's given us the hope that I'll be with you and never leave you, never forsake you. He is the living hope from the time we give... Oh, sorry.
Mommy, you're,
I just
you're good,
got excited,
I know, Mommy 刚才讲的这是非常 powerful 的这些 message， 他是说我们圣经上看到神宣称他是永生的神，他给我们新的生命，我们在他里面可以有永生，而且我们可以去天堂，他给了我们活着的希望，这个希望是永恒的希望。
Thank you. This living hope gives us, has given us grace to live by.
这个永生的希望，他给我们恩典，让我们能活下去。
He says, "My grace is sufficient."
他说我的恩典够你用。
I remember when we had 9/11.
我记得我们在911发生的时候。
And they're gathered on the court, the steps of the Capitol, around there with candles.
人们在这个国会前面的台阶上集合，都举着手里举着蜡烛。
And they didn't sing patriotic songs at first.
他们没有开始就唱爱国歌曲。
They began to sing "Amazing Grace." How sweet the sound!
他们开始唱的是奇异恩典，何等甘甜。
It saved a wretch like me.
能够救我这样的罪人。
Once I was lost, but now I'm found.
我曾经失丧而今被寻回。
Was blind, but now I'm free.
我曾经是瞎眼，如今得以看见。
You see, the country recognized their hope was not on their armies. Their hope was in God. There is hope. And this is the thing. Even the American people who may not altogether live the life or serve Jesus. Oh.
Mommy, continue. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You wrote that one then.
Okay. Mommy 是今天很激动啊。她是说，当初人们意识到，我们的希望不是在我们的军队身上，而是在我们的神身上，因这是我们看到神，他可以救我们。
So we see then in all of this, in America, who do we turn to? The hope, the only hope in crises.
我们在就是在美国，我们在我们。就是快没有希望的时候，在我们这就遇到冲突最大的这种冲突的时候，我们应该转向谁？
But for filthy money and for power, a man and men will break the hope of people that once at least held on to something.
我们就是现在人们都是为钱为权在征战，但是当初这些美国人他们的希望是在哪里？
The grace that He gives us to live day by day.
耶稣基督给我们恩慈，给我们让我们能够一天一天的生活下去。
You see, they can't understand it because Isaiah said, "You must taste and see that the Lord is good."
他们美国人是他们体验到，因为以赛亚他在以赛亚书里他说，你必须要去尝尝，就知道神是美善。
And in Peter, one of my favorite verses. This is what happens not back in the first century.Nor even the beginning of the second, but today, as we enter into the third millennia, here we realize that though we have not seen him, we love him.
在今年，就是我们已经进入这个千禧年第三个千年的时候，我们仍然可以说我们没有见过他，但是我们爱他。
And though you have not believed in him, you believe in his works.I'm sorry, and it goes on to say, and we believe him, so we have never seen him.
他说尽管我们没有见过他，但是我们相信他，我们见到他行的神迹。
So we see it's the grace and the faith that we get in our hope.
我们得到的慈爱，我们的信心都是来自我们的希望。
For when by faith we grasp hold of the word of God, then the hope.Rears up in our heart and stays there with us.
我们凭着信心来抓住这个希望，这个希望就在我们心里。
It was Thomas himself that said, "I won't believe it until I just get my hands in his side."
我们知道多马说，我不相信，直到我手触到他肋旁的伤口，我才相信。
And so when he did.He didn't need to put his hands there. He didn't need to put his hands in his side. He fell on his knees.
当他看到耶稣基督出现在他面前的时候，他没有伸手去触伤口，而是他立刻跪倒在地。
And what did he do? He said, "My Lord and my God."
他说，我的神，我的主。
They want to take that from us. They want to take the resurrection and the hope of the resurrection.
这些写小说的这些人，他们想要把我们的希望带走，他想要把我们的信心拿走。
We have a hope through a living hope through the resurrection.
我们的活着的希望是来自于耶稣基督从死里复活。
Many years ago in Beijing, we visited a hospice, the only hospice in China.
很多年前我在北京访问过一个医院，当时是那是唯一的一家。
And at that time, the doctor in charge was not a believer.
在那个时候，这个医院的院长不是基督徒。
But I don't think he was far from being a believer.
我想他，但是他不远，他离成为一个基督徒并不远了。
And he said to me, "Would you go on up and talk to them," because he said, "I have found out that those who have a faith die well."
他说，我发现这些相信主就是。这些有信心的人，他们都有好死，就是死的都很好。
Why?
为什么
？Our hope.
因为他们有希望。
Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness.
因为我们的希望是建筑在耶稣基督和他的宝血，他的从死里复活的事实上。
As He arose from the grave, and the many that saw Him, It was a joyful thing for them.
耶稣基督从死里复活，很多人都看见了，他们心里充满喜乐。
It was again the fulfilling of the word of God.
这是神的应许，神的话得到应验。
Like so many things have been fulfilled down through the ages.
这么多世代以来，圣经里这么多的预言都得到应验。
The Bible is not a book that one man sits down and writes out his story.
这圣经不是一个人埋着头苦写，把他的故事写出来，不是这样的。
The Bible is written, I believe, with over 30 authors.
这本书是由超过三十位作者写的。
And the word of God said they were divinely inspired by the Holy Spirit as they wrote.
神说他们是被神所默示写下来的。
Any preacher understands that.
这牧师们都理解。
Any preacher that preaches under the Holy Spirit.
每个牧师都理解什么是圣灵。
For there's times that thoughts come to your mind as you're preaching that you're marvel after you're finished that.Where did that come from?
因为这些牧师在讲道的时候，经常会有一个圣经里的句子或者是一个念头进到他们心里。他说：“这从哪来的？”
The Holy Spirit still speaks to His people.
圣灵今天也仍然在对他的人说
话。His divine revelation in the book of God is finished, but He still speaks to His people.
他是圣灵今天也仍然在对我们讲话。
And we see now as they stand on the mount.And as they gather to listen to him, he speaks to them, their last words was for them to go out and tell others about him.
我们知道在耶稣去就是被钉十字架之前，在山上他的门徒们最后听到他说的话是什么，是出去把这个福音传遍地极。
He was building his church on 11 men that ran when they had to face trials.
他把这个耶稣基督的教会是建立在什么样的基础上？是建立在十一个他被抓这些罗马兵丁抓走的时候，这些人都跑掉的这十一个人身上。
You might say later he was building his church with 120 that were up in the upper room praying together.
你也许会说，耶稣基督是把教会建立在那是一百二十个跟他一起在楼上的房间祷告的人身上。
But when the power of the Holy Spirit came on the disciples, the next time that Peter preached, 3,000.Believed in Jesus.
但是当圣灵降临以后，这彼得一次祷告就有三千人信主。
And down through the ages, there have been millions that have given their heart to Jesus Christ.
就世世代代以来，现在有成千上百、上万的人把自己的信心放在耶稣。
It tells us in Revelations that they're going to be coming from the east and the west and the north and the south. Such a great people that's going, you're not going to even be able to number those of the children of God.
在启示录上说，从天南地北各处都来，神的人都聚集在一处，你甚至没有法子数清有多少人。
Do you think that those that were martyred in days when that they had seen and heard Jesus, that they would have died for a dead man who had married a prostitute?
你们相信吗？就说这些曾经为主捐躯献身的这些人，他们相信的是一个他们从来没见过的人，那这个人会跟一个妓女结婚吗？你们相信吗？
Even though Mary Magdalene was saved, she still had that name in the community.
马大拉的玛利亚尽管是被耶稣拯救了，但是她在当时的她这个环境下，她仍然是有这样的一个身份。
So now we see as he gets ready to go.
我们看到说耶稣基督。
And his feet leave the ground, and on up he goes into heaven.
耶稣基督离开人世的时候，我们看到他就是这样离开了，就是往天上。
God still wanted to give us some hope.
神仍旧希望要给我们一些希望。
And so he sent two men in white raiment, and they said, "Why do you still look up there for him? He is coming again in like manner."
他说，这个天上有两个穿白衣的天使，他说，你们为什么还朝着那个方向看？他会再来。
I'll tell you, my friends, I think to myself, I am so sorry for what has happened to many people who may have listened and read this and doesn't quite understand what it is. But we have not only the fact that he is coming back, but we have an inheritance.
我为这些看过这些书、看过电影，然后心里头开始有疑问的这些人感到难过。但对我们来说，我们有的不仅仅是希望。What's the last sentence like?
We have an inheritance.
我们有从耶稣那儿来的一份遗产。
Now, not like my inheritance here on earth.
那不是说我们在世上的一些有形的遗产。
I had two aunts and uncles, that had a lot of money.
我有两个姨妈，还有一个舅舅，他们都很有钱。
And it seemed like maybe some of it would come our way.
而且我想有些钱可能回头会遗传到我手上。
But it never got there.
但是还没到那份上呢，我还没拿到这些钱。
But my inheritance in heaven is going to be far different than that.
但是我在天上的这些遗产是
Everything you have here will be like rags.
你在世上所有的一切最后就变
What he's going to give us there is so great. It says that eyes have never seen, ears have never heard, the voice has never spoken about what is going to be there.
但是我们在天上要继承的那份遗产，他说有眼睛都没有见过，耳朵也没有听过，我们的口也从来没有说过。
You see, our faith is worth pure gold.
我们的信心就好像真金一
样珍贵。That has been tried in the fire.
是在火里淬炼过的。
And it comes out if we're faithful as pure gold.
如果我们是有信心的，那么我们这样就像火淬炼过的金晶一样。
I say this because I want you to know we're going to have hard times.
我想要跟大家说，因为我知道我们前面的路是很艰
难。And we're going to go through some sorrows.
我们也会经历一些很痛苦、悲哀的事情。
You see, they would like to make us think that as Christians you shouldn't go through sorrows, some people feel.
有的人觉得作为基督徒我们不应该受苦。
But he's with us.
但是苦难是跟我们在一起。
When Moonja lost her son, it was very, very difficult.
我们那个韩国太太 Moonja, 她失去儿子的时候她是非常难过。
But she told me one day, not long afterwards, she said, Sister Swartz, I never knew.That God could be so real to you.
但是他有一天，就是儿子去世不久，他有一天跟我讲，他说，我从来不知道神可以是这样真实的。
In the midst of her grief, he was there.
在他的痛苦和悲哀之中，神就在那儿。
You see, this is our hope. These are the things that God has given to us that he never, never will leave us.
神给我们的活着的希望就是他永远，永远不会离开我们。
Let me tell you a little bit about your inheritance.
我跟大家谈谈我们的遗产。
As it's written in the Word.
就是像圣经上告诉我们这些遗产是什么样子的。
I did not see a temple in the city, John said.
约翰说我没有在城里看到一个圣殿。
He's talking now about the holy city. He's talking about the new Jerusalem coming down.
约翰在启示录里他说到的这个城是圣城，就是新耶路撒冷。
Because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple.
因为神，我们全能的神和那个羔羊，他们就是圣殿。
The city does not need a sun.
这个城不需要一个人子，不需要神的儿子。
Or a moon to shine on it.
也不需要月亮照着这个城。
For the glory of God gives it light.
因为神的荣光已经照亮了这个城。
And the Lamb is the lamp.
神的羔羊就是这个灯。
The nations will walk by its light.
万国都在这个光中行。
And the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it.
地上的王也要加增这个荣耀。
On no day.Will the gates be closed?
这个门从来不会关闭。
For there will be no night there.
而且那里没有黑夜。
The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it.
万国的荣光和他的诚实都会被带到这个圣城里。
Nothing impure will ever enter it.
不纯的东西都不会在那里。
That alone is enough to shout about. All the impurity today, all the sexual lust,Our young people just wallowing in it. But there'll be no impurity there.
这一句话其实已经说了一切了，就是在圣城里将不会再有不纯粹的东西，包括这些情欲，这些肮脏的东西都不会在那里。
Neither will anyone who does anything shameful or deceitful.
如果任何人曾经做过一些很丢脸的这些事情。
But only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
只有那些名字在记在羔羊的生命册上的这些人。
This is what we're going to look forward to.
这是我们所希望看到的。
He goes on to say, the angel showed me the river of the water of life.
然后约翰说，天使们给我指出来生命河。
It was clear as crystal.
生命和这个水就好像水
晶。It flowed from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
它从这个神的宝座下流出。
Down the middle of the great streets of the city.
它从城里最大的街道上流过。
On each side of the river stood the tree of life.
在生命河的两边长着生命树。
Bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month.
这生命树上长着十二种果子，每一个月都有一种果子。
And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
这树上的这个树上的叶子就可以医治万国。
No longer will there be any curse.
再不会有诅咒。
The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and the servants will serve Him.
羔羊的宝座立在那里，这城里的人们都去侍奉他。
They will see His face, and His name will be on their forehead.
他们会看到神的面容面，然后这个是 whose name？
His name. God's name.
神的名字会写在他们的额上。
There'll be no more night.
也不会有晚，没有再有，不会再有夜晚。
This is just a little fraction of our inheritance.
这是我们所要继承的遗产的一部分。
Now we can pick up a fiction book.
我们可以拿起一本小说来。
And read it.
然后看这个小说。
Go to the film.
然后去看这个电影。
Just because we want to know what it's about.
我们可能想要了解它到底是说了
什么。But it's very dangerous.
但是这是很危险的事情。
Because it has ways of planting doubt.
因为这种小说了、电影了，它有它的办法，它可以把这个不幸的种子埋在你心里。
Today we best know what is truth.
今天我们应该知道什么样是什么是真理。
And best realize that when we let some little thing like this steal our faith and lose our hope and lose our inheritance, we are just what Jesus called us as sinners.
我们今天应该知道，我们如果容许这些疑问的这些种子在我们心里长大，容许我们去受这样的影响，我们失去了我们自己的希望，失去了我们所信仰的这个神，那么我们就是耶稣基督所说的。
Jesus called sinners fools, foolish people.
耶稣基督把罪人叫做愚蠢的人。
And that's just what it is.
这的确是这样子。
You need to pray for people.
我们应该为这些人祷告。
That's getting involved in this kind of thing.
为这那些卷入这场争论的这些人祷告。
You must be careful yourself.
而且你自己要特别小心。
And you must be able to give an answer.
而且你要准备好，要能够给他们一个答案。
For where they're wrong.
为他们在什么地方出了错。
One man, one Christian said, maybe this picture and book is going to be helpful.
有一个基督徒说，这样的电影也许还是挺有帮助的。
Because it's really going to make some people who really want truth to begin to dig to find the truth of God.
因为这部电影会使那些真正想要了解真理的这些人，他们会继续去发掘，找出他们真理的根基。
For on the surface, I'm afraid, as Christians, we have a surface type of understanding and knowledge, not the reality of the truth of God.
但是我恐怕很多人，我们作为基督徒，很多基督徒的理解都是在表面上的，我们并不知道这个真理的真实在哪里。
May God help us this morning.
今天早上愿神。
I trust that maybe the message has been helpful to you. I trust it has.
我相信这个我今天的信息对大家有帮助。
And I thank you for listening.
我也谢谢大家来听我的信息。
But let's just pray a moment.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we understand the wiles of Satan.
天父，我们知道撒旦魔鬼撒旦的诡计。
Often he tries to bring up these things to bring doubts to the hearts of man.
他常常把疑惑带到我们的心里。
And the joy and glee of it that he has.
他为此窃喜。
But Lord, he knows he's a defeated foe.
但是撒旦自己知道他已经是被打败的一个傻瓜。
And that someday, Lord, in the midst of it all, you overcome.
但有一天神你会战胜一切。
Through the blood of the Lamb.
通过这个羔羊的宝血。
We pray for those whose minds are becoming deluded.
我们为那些神智已经被这些事情弄混乱的这些人祷告。
And we pray for our people.
我们也为我们自己的人
祷告。That their minds won't be deluded, but they'll be strengthened in their faith and in their hope.
我们的神智不会被搅乱，而且我们的信仰会更加的真实，更加的坚定。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Thank you. She's a short and nice good message to defend.